We're holding on Mem Gimel Mem Aleph, top of the page. So the Gemara brought a statement of Rav Chisda, which he differentiates between putting a kli to catch the bay of the tarnagolus, to put it to cap, it should go, the egg should fall into the kli, as opposed to putting a kli on top of the egg which has been laid. And the Rabba says that the reason is because the problem is you can't really move a kli for the purpose of an egg. It's not something which is movable. You can't move a kli to protect something which in itself is not movable. But they, at the same time, Chazal were matter to save the egg. They were matter you to mimetaltel in a case which is common. So laying an egg in a place where you would need to catch it shouldn't roll away was not common. Laying an egg in a place which is flat, if people might step on top of it, that is more common. Aceway. We have a brisa which says, Kaufen ka'ara alaner, shal yerches bekara. So you're allowed to place a plate above the nair, to block the flame from catching onto the beam of the house. That's not a common thing, but the Chazal were matter in the case where there was a concern, even though it was Hatzolah, which is not common, they were matter. I'm not sure the Mora felt it was a case of it was Sekhanah Tefashis, but it sounded like it wasn't Sekhanah. So Mora answers about the Gechini, the Shkicha Behudaleka. These were lower, the houses were lower, and therefore the chances of the catching of the flame catching onto the roof, etc., was common. It wasn't an uncommon thing. And if it would be a higher ceiling, it would be uncommon. It was a lower ceiling, so it was common. Okay? Then it continues and says, V'chein b'kara shenishbara. Another case, that Bryce, or maybe it's even a Mishnah later on. Might be a Mishnah later on. You have a kara shenishbara, a beam which is broken. So you have now your beam is caving in your roof. So you want to support it. You're allowed to support it. You can't push it back up. That's boina. There's no sakana involved in it. You can't push it back up. What you could do is prevent it from bending any further. So you put something underneath it. So you put a bench, or ruchos amita, where the long sideboards of the bed. You're allowed to put those under the beam to prevent the beam from bending any further. But you're moving, that sounds like an uncommon type of a solo. And, because now we're about to move these kalim for that purpose, this, it was new beams, which this was not an uncommon problem. You had some of them which weren't so strong, etc., they would start caving in under the weight. The ones have been there for a long time, they were there, they were used, they weren't going anywhere. Okay, Toshma, some of the gears of Toshma, this is a Mishnah in Sethis Beya, Noisten Kli Tachas Handalaf Bishabis, you're allowed to put a Kli to catch the Dalaf, the drip of rain which is coming in. So the Morris is assuming that the Chiddush over there is, even though the Dalaf was coming off of the roof when it was dirty and it wasn't really usable to drink, etc. So the water is muksa, you're allowed to move the Kli to catch the Dalaf. It would. Well, that's the Morris issue. But right now, at least according to Rabbah's understanding, the problem is because our matter in the scenarios where the Hatzalah was necessary was common. with the mercy, and this wasn't a common case. So more answers, but about the chadati to shechit the talfi, the situation where Chazal were matter was by new houses just built, where the issue of water coming in was, sometimes they didn't build it properly. You would have a place where it would start leaking in when it started raining. So you found all of their holes and patched them. So that's all in Rabba's understanding of what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda differentiated between the keli under the egg and the keli on top of the egg. So Rabba said the difference is that really there's no difference. The problem in the Mishnah is not locking the keli in place. The problem is you're moving the keli for the purpose of muksa. But at the same time, Chazal were not there, scenarios where the Hatzolah was necessary. Hatzolah was common. That's Rabba's version. Now, Rashi is going to say a second version. Let's see Rashi. Top of the Amud. Esvei. Kevin Karish Shal Cheris. You could take a kara, a bowl made out of Cheris. Bowl, a plate made out of Cheris. Above the Nair to prevent the flame from catching onto the beam. So Moran says, but about the Gechini, Gechini means the Mukim that are low. That you're allowed to support it in a way that it won't continue to bend any further. Shenishperot b'Shabbos, broken Shabbos. Aruchas Amita is the wounds or b'Savsel. The klihu umatul tata. You can move these. You can't move just a piece of wood to stick under there to support it, but a bench is a piece of wood, so it's a good support, and it's also a kli, so you can move it. But the problem is, you're moving it for the purpose of something which is not move, which is buksa. So we're asking, sure, chadatish, nivtiku adayin, they have not been tested yet. Kushimach bin masa habayis aleyin, shetokhan agagoseyin betit, shkichi depaki. In other words, so you build a house and everything look fine, put the roof on, and you put all the tit on top to seal the roof. Next thing you know, the beams start bending in. So this was a problem which happened when they built houses. It was a fairly common issue. Tachas adlav, the kabloi. And again, the same thing with adlav, you cover the roof, and then you'd hope that you got every single spot, and then you'd wait, find out when the first rain came whether you were right or wrong. Okay. If you're sitting over back in the Gemara, how no time of the Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says that the Rav Chisda's problem is not like Rabba said, because you're moving this kli to take care of muksa. That's not the pshat Rav Chisda, and we differentiate between a common scenario which is necessary and an uncommon scenario. That's Rabba's understanding. Rav Chisda says no. The pshat Rav Chisda is putting a kli under it is a problem. Putting a kli on top of it is not a problem because hanatam of Rav Chisda mishum the kamavata kli meichonoi, like we saw in Rashi in the Mishnah. This idea of by putting the kli there. Underneath and having the egg fall into it, having the shemen fall into it, so you are effectively forcing this kli now to stay put. It's some element of vinyan. Rashi says you're being kaveya the kli in a mokum. That's the thing Rashi. And the Mishnah says that's the problem. We'll see another Rashi. Rashi's going to say another reason. So then obviously if that's the problem, it's only a problem if you have the muksa in the kli, but putting the muksa on top of the kli is not a problem. So that's pshat in Rav Chisda. So now, you're going to still have a kasha from, like we looked at through the questions the Moor asked before, the Moor asked the case of catching the tebel into a kli under the nair to get to the tzitzis, supporting the Karish and Ishbara with the Safsal, a kli under the dalaf, all of those are going to be questions, and the Mora is going to ask all of them. You can't give the answer the Mora said before, because it's common, not common, because that's not the issue. Right? But Abaye has a different one. Abaye says like this: Chavish shel tevel shenishpur. You have a barrel. That's the one we had before. Okay, Chavish shel tevel. The first one is Chavish shel tevel shenishpur. You have the barrel which is tevel, so it's muksa, and broke. So maybe kli acher maniach tatal. You can take a different kli to catch the wine. So how can you do that? You're effectively catching the wine in this new container. The wine is muksa over here because it's tevel, and you're being involved in klimi akol. You're now disallowing it from being moved anywhere. So you're being involved in klimi from it's achano to be used and moved, etc. So Amalei, so this is a rabbi asked Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef answered Amalei tevel muchen hu etzel Shabbos. Shim aber v'tiknoi is mesukin. It's a difficult Gemara, exactly how to understand it. Seems to be machlokes Rashi and Tosis, and even after you see Rashi and Tosis, it's still not clear exactly what the answer of the Gemara is. Rashi seems to say that it's not called bit of klim yachana because there isn't really a way to it to become usable still on Shabbos, movable still on Shabbos, because the loch is by tevel. Even though you're not allowed to take up Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos, if you do, they're valid Trumas and Maisers. So the Tevel, theoretically, even though it's not mutter to be changed, but can be changed, so it's not called the Bitul Kli Mechonoi, because theoretically it could still be moved afterwards. How you understand that, you know. But the Maiser, practically, it's not going to be, because the person's not going to be over the Veira, so it's staying put. So, how do you understand? I guess within the this idea that if you understand that a kli on a piece on a, directly on the ground, not attached at all, is called binyan because it can't move. So, if I can tell you in any theoretical way where you could move it still, so that's not called. You can't call it binyan. You can't give it the same boina if theoretically it's still movable. Right. What?
So there it's just move it anyway, so it's got books in it. So I'm not sure I've seen the situation.
Stosis comes along and says an idea which also needs some help to understand exactly what he's saying. Tosis touches on your question. Tosis sort of says, well, if you want to go with that, Tosis doesn't ask your question. He says, well, if you take the egg out, which is also an aveira, it's no longer mavotal. That's what he asked. It. You know, same idea. Like, you know, if you're saying we can use aveiras to solve the problem, so we can theoretically do the aveira moving muksa. Tosis says, that's not a kasha. You're not like his terrorist, but Tosis says, it's not a kasha. I mean, you need to understand what is he saying. He says, and his point being, if you say that, there's no such thing as bitul kli mechonoi. Well, that's not true. Tosfos says it's not, you're mevatel the whole thing. That's not true, because the case of the wine, or the shemen, it'll end up, unless you put it on the ground, the egg you can put on the ground, you know, okay, so you have an egg. Shemen's going to go from one kli to the next kli to the next kli. You still end up with a kli, which is mevatel. Tosfos is not a kasha, because the kli with the egg as is has no way to move it. So saying you could take the egg out, Tosfos says that doesn't address the fact that as is, this is not really a movable item. But Tosfos is saying, whereas by the tevel, even as is, even in the place where it is, there's a way to there's a way to move it. You hear the cheshbon in Lomdus to some extent, but in the world of practical, it's saying, is this called a bitter or not? We'll see another. We'll see as we go in Rashi. Maybe there's another connection to in how it would add to our understanding. Rashi in Kuchat Chesem of Bey says the problem is it looks like Soser. Right. The opposite Rashi says over here. Rashi says over here it's Binyan. Rashi says later on that it's Soser. You're breaking the cleat. So it looks like not so much that you're attaching the cleat to the ground, but the cleat, which its function is to move, and now you can't move it anymore. Well, in the part of the function of cleat is holding something that you're not taking away from it. But it's doimer to soiser. I think in both of them you're going to have to understand the pshat is about the, it's almost like a virtual. It's a virtual soiser. It's a virtual binyan. So if you have any way out to say that that's not so, they didn't answer it. Okay, the Mar says toshma, or you don't think it's a toshma. Noisen klitach is a near the kabel nitzaitzis. We have the mishal at around the end of the perek. You can put the kli under around the nair to catch the sparks. So lachar, you have a problem of mavato kli meichon. The Mor says no. Amar v'nu b'ed reshua nitzaitzis ain't behem mamish. That nitzaitzis have no substance to them. They don't create a muksa issue. They were not created in bosses. Or any type of problem on the cleavage which is holding it. Chen Karish and Nishbara, again, so we have the Mishnah later on, it says, you have the Karish and Nishbara, Semchon Yisav, Vesav Salah Beruchu Samita. So you're allowed to support it with this bench or with the long boards of the bed. So Morris says, but if you hold the Vatakim Echon, once you put it there, it now mocks, you can't move it. Our answer is the Rafi, the boy chocolate. You put it in a way which is they're loose enough. If you wanted to, you could take them out. Okay. Noisin tlaf tkli tachas hadlaf b'shabbos. And Mishnah Bey says you can put the kli to catch the runoff of the rainwater, or not the runoff, but the drip which is coming in. Some answers, but Lafa Roy, but some of the water was usable, so it's not muksa. So that muksa, there's no problem with Bitokli Mechonai. Okay, Bryce says like this. Quote from Bryce: Kofen is a sal, Lisneha Ferochim, Shayalu Beyerdu. You're allowed to put the baskets down, I guess upside down, and the little chicks will go up and down onto the basket. So you're allowed to, even though you put it by putting the basket down and now the chicks go on top of it, you have a problem with that you can't move them. They're muksa, balachayim are muksa, but that's still mutter. So lechars kasha on Rabbi Yosef's understanding. More answers. Ksaver, he holds mutzah the taltalay. That's a son and sister of tiltal, of moving the basket with the. Well, we'll see. Tells you how to move it. Where it says, what do you mean? But Tanya also the Tatla says, you know, the Bryce says, you're not to move it. So you're not to move the basket, but the basket. Where it says, but I don't know love. While the chicks are on the basket, you can't move the basket. But once the chicks move, leave the basket, it doesn't create a situation of a ongoing muksa for the rest of Shabbos, that since they were there on the basket, the basket became muksa for that period of time, they remained such the rest of Shabbos. That's not true. So afterwards you can move it up, you can move it. So therefore it's not called B'tiklim Yatonim, because it's just as the chicks go up, the chicks go down, and there's no, it's not really, it's not, that's not the type of a situation which, like all of the cases where it's probably going to stay there, it's a good chance to go up, to go down. From the Mercy of Kasha, one second, the Tanya of Pisha Ein Arden Alav Vasa, the Bryce continues and says, even if the chicks are no longer on it, it's a loss of the movement. So we see that once they were on there, it remains muk. So now you got a problem with the B'tuk Le'mechomet. Ravo explained that b'raisa that says afishen ain under the love is also is referring to but under the love called ben shmoshes migul is concerned the ben shmoshes is concerned the kulayam. The definition of an item, whether it's considered mukhan or muksa, we had this idea in Beya, which is it comes from yemer shishi bechinu. When it comes to, from the sixth day going to the seventh day, we have to define, is this a usable item or not? So it, during the period when Shabbos takes effect, Ben Shemoshes, that's when we decide, is this item going to be something which is a used item on Shabbos? So this is an item which you cannot use through the Shabbos because you're Masalah Das, because it's not really usable in the state that it's in right now. So once that's so, it remains such for the rest of Shabbos. That's the concept of migul is concerned that the Ben HaShemoshes is concerned the kulayim. Once it's been designated as muksa, which means removed from your mind for Ben HaShemoshes, it remains such the rest of Shabbos. If the Tanur Garlem were on it during Ben HaShemoshes and you cannot move it, so then it remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos. But in the case you'd put it down the basket on Shabbos, so as long as the chicks are on the basket, you can't move the basket, because by moving the basket, you're moving the chicks. But once they hop off, you can move the basket. So it's not called Bitoklim Mechana. Always is a scenario which starts on Shabbos. If you put it there before Shabbos, it's fine. The problem is you want to put it there on Shabbos. For the definition, you put it there on Shabbos, so you don't have a problem, because you can take them, that they will, they can hop off. In general, the assumption is you need Ben HaShemoshes, all of Ben HaShemoshes. If you don't have full Ben HaShemoshes, then it doesn't create a, it still doesn't create a den of muksa. Because we don't know exactly, but Pashas could suffer the Rabbanon. Now, we'll see as the parak goes that the Shimon argues on this concept. So before Rav Shimon argues on this concept, Shimon holds that you don't say he's concerned the Ben HaShemoshes, he's concerned the Kol Yomim. The Rehuda is the one who says this. Even though we pass on like Rav Shimon, quote unquote, regards to the Muksa, regarding this halacha, we hold like Rav Yehuda. Migul is concerned the Ben HaShemoshes, he's concerned the Kol Yomim. This is Rav Yehuda Shita, and we pass like Rav Yehuda. Same word, due to the fact.
Different concept.
Right, but the word migul just means due to the fact.
So then what's the concept here?
A halacha. Well, there it's being, there also really it's a contraction for the phrase. Since I could have, due to the fact that I could have said this and I said that, is indicative, you know. But, so we just call it migul, but just because it's a contraction. It's just basically contraction of the whole idea.
So where's what could have said here?
Or is that I could have said? Due to the migul just means due to the fact. Okay. Tosis raises a question that we saw in Masechtas Beyam. In a scenario where you have a way to remove the muksa, or the muksa should end, the government of the item, the person has control over the item to remove the muksa, so it doesn't become, it's not that amigo is concerned, the Benishamash is concerned, the Kulayama. So the moreover, they asked, in case you had a pot, but you put it right before Shabbos, and the food is not edible, raw food is muksa, but since you put it up before Shabbos, most of all Benishamash is, it was raw, the whole Benishamash was still raw. That's, you know, so Bishul is not a problem. But why is it a muksa? So more says that's government of the Adam. Since you set it up, you set a scenario where in a way that the natural flow now is to become usable, so you weren't moksa from your das, you plan to use it. So she says over here, you can go over here, you can shoo the Ifrechim away. Shoo, you know, you go, you know, whatever you do to shoo off chicks, and now you got a usable basket. So what do you mean that it's consoling? So Tosis brings the kasha from the case of the Kederis, etc. Tosis says, over there, clearly your point was to set it in motion that it should be usable. And you had no, as far as you were concerned, you'd be happy that the pasha cook in a half an hour, 20 minutes, and 10 minutes, but it takes longer. But you know, simply Dafka wanted in this state. Over here, you put the sal for the frechim because you want the sal to be used by the frechim. That's why you put it there. You didn't put it there and say, oh, you know, I wish I hadn't done that. You know, you put it there because you want them to use it for whatever period of time. So if you want it to be as such, in the case of you want it to be as such for the Benish Moshes, so the fact that you're able to change that, but that's not what your das is. Your das is to use it for that, so then the potential of changing it is not significant. But hey, let's see Rashi. Mitnesha mevata kli meyachonai. Shei mochad mitchila l'taltaloi. Ve'achshav oisei muksa. Originally it was mochad to be moved. It was available to be moved. It was prepared literally to be moved. And now you cannot do that. So more answer. Ask the kashim tevel. More answer. Mochanu tevel is mochad. Why? She'ed be muksa eli isurai. There's no intrinsic muksa in the item itself. It's not the item itself is not usable. It's the isur which creates the muksa. V'bo'echad v'over al dibri chachamim she'asu litra b'shabes. V'tiknoi is mesukin. If somebody would come along, be over the isur of taking up trumas and maizes, the halacha is that the trumas and maizes would be effective. Now you can move it, you can eat it. It's not called mevatel kli meyachonai because there is a way of making it usable. Rashi seems to be addressing an issue. Rashi seems to be addressing an issue of why don't you say that if the tevel at the beginning of Shabbos was not usable, your matzadasim the tevel. Once it's tevel, it remains also the whole Shabbos. Even if you'd be misakin it, it should remain muksa. The tevel should remain muksa. That being so, now tevel in this container would again be a problem of being about the kumyachonai. So Rashi says that the muksa is only it's not intrinsic muksa in the item, it's in the iser. And you have a way to, illegally, but you have a way to remove that iser, so that it doesn't create a din of muksa as long after the isra is removed. Big difficult Rashi. The Tosis raises the kasha that there is actually a Mishnah in Masechta Shemesh which says a person's ma'aser b'shav is halacha is b'mezid, the halacha is that you cannot eat it. So if you can't, the Rabbanon, because I'll make Yisrael Meister Shabbat. You remember this Meister Shabbat, even though it's the Rabbanon, the Chazal said you can't eat it. So now, what does it mean in order to think of like, you know, if you want to, you could go, and there, you know, whether you shouldn't do it or not do it, but if you did it, well, if that's the scenario where the person's doing it being aware, I mean, we should focus in on the aware case. Well, I have a way to deal with it. Well, I don't want to use it, that's my business, but I have a way to deal with it. No, you don't. Because if you deal with it, it means you're aware of what you're doing, it's not going to be mutter. You can't say, I have a way to deal with the case, I forget. No, you that's not all the way to deal with it, you know. I'll make sure that I forget. I mean, it's not, so we're looking at the case of, and even the Moor's Lashon of, as it says, the Moor's Lashon is, Shim Over Matikno Mesukah doesn't sound like Bishogig. Shim Over means he went over the Veira, sounds like it means more like he went and was over the Veira. So that's part of Tosfos' problem over here. How to understand this concept over here? What was the case? So Tosfos brings that there is a halacha in a case where even person is amazed if he has no other food, because how are matir to eat it? So in that scenario, it would not be a problem of mevato kli mechon. Actually, I think there's a Gerson Rashi of Mutter Lit Loi. You can move the Kli after the Tzaisis fell in. The more assumed originally meant he wedged it in tightly. Venu Yachol Shub Lit Loi, he can't move it. So you're moving about to the bench from its usage, right? Now making it bound to hold this beam. So Moran says it was loosely. Tlafa Roy the Shtia. It was a drip which was potable, so it wasn't muksa. Kolelo Mishnayas, and all of these until now were Mishnayas. And then the more brought the brisa of Kofinus Asal. Tosfos says, I'm not sure what Rashi is getting with that. Okay. Kofinus Moshes, I will not say Shami Shechashecha, but if you put it there after it became dark already, if the Frechim have are no longer on the basket, now you can move the basket. As long as the frechim are on the basket, you can. But once they're off. Okay, Zot Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchok comes along and says, so this is two pshatim in Reb Chista's din. Reb Chista said, no, you cannot put the kli under the egg, but you could put the kli on top of the egg. Reb Chista said, so when we have close to Rabbi Yitzchok, what Reb Chista meant. Reb Chista says, I disagree with Reb Chista at all. Totally. Amr Yitzchok, Kashem Shein Noshin Kli Tachas Tanagrelus the Kabbal Bitzasa. Kachin Kevin Kalea Kli Bishal Shalit Tishavr. He holds you can't put the Kli on bottom, you can't put the Kli on top. So what's his logic? Ksavra Ein Kli Nitzol El Adavra Nitzol B'Shabbos. You can't move a Kli to help something unless what you're helping is something which itself is movable. You don't have the heter of a tzola that the purpose of a tzola there matter. So when Rashi learns, so Rav Chista and Rav Yosef agree, at least according to Rabba's understanding in Rav Chista, they agree in principle. There's a problem called you cannot move a kli to deal with a muksa item. But they argue is there's a heter called Hatzolah. Tosfos actually has a different pshat in how he understands Rabba's pshat and Rav Chista. According to that, Rav Yosef is saying a new pshat. There's a problem you cannot move a kli to protect the muksa item. So obviously all of these, the more says, the more even says shorthand, may say kohani to you. So more, all of the questions which we asked before, we have now are shver. So instead of more going through one by one, the more says, well, all these kashas are now shver. So Rabbi Yitzchak is going to answer all of them, but it's a lachal, you cannot move a kli for the purpose of mamuksa item. Doesn't apply once I have a valid reason to have the kli in my hand. I cannot pick up the kli from place A to put it in place B to help mamuksa in place B. But I can pick it up from place A for whatever reason, and then I can do whatever I want with it. And I can put it down over here. So the problem is ain't kli nitzel. The problem is I cannot protect muksa, and I cannot move a kli to protect muksa. But once I have it in my hand, I can do whatever I want with it. So I need the place where the kli is. I need the place where this bowl is. I need that. Oh, good. Pick up the bowl. Oh, got a great. Here's a bowl. Let's cover the nair. Let's block the nair from hitting the. I can do whatever I want with it now. And this idea which we have that muksa, once it's in your hands, you're not mukhiv to drop it, you can then proceed to place it down wherever you wish. No, we do not. I agree with you. The practicalities, I'm not one who was very big on figuring out how these practicalities work. A shame Havaya would work. What? And the question is, in other words, is there a way which you're attaching it that it becomes mechubar to the kara, and then you're adding on to the binyan? Probably would not be considered adding on to the binyan because since it's clearly like a ka'ora, but it's an independent item which you can remove. There's some way to like stick it in, wedge it in a little bit. It's not considered you're adding on, actually attaching it to the binyan. I imagine if you start, I can't imagine you're putting a nail through it into the beam. So, well, now I attach it to the beam. You wouldn't have a car anymore, right? So it wasn't like you attach it in a way that it came. It's more like you wedge it in. It's a possibility. So I imagine if you attach it in a way where it's going to stay on an ongoing basis, you probably have a problem with binding. Okay. So there is a concept in muksa.
Isn't an ohel anyway?
Give me.
I'm
sorry, the way I picture it, I can't imagine it's oil. Unless I'm getting it wrong. You're somebody wedging it in. Into the beam, so there's not more oil than. You know, if you were suspended in midair, you can ask a question if I'm making an oil or not. Then you need shame and refresh for that, right? Which, you know, so you put your nair there, you have this thing hanging there, but I'm not sure halachically how you deal with those issues, you know, they're called oil. But if you wedge it in by the roof, it's not, you're not doing anything to the oil. I told you that they had the shayla. Is Ritzicha with the Shem of Forsh instead of Ritzicha? I didn't tell you that. Ritzicha Eliezer has a chub about it. Valdenberg has a chub about it. He brings rice into place in the Shas, Poiskin, whether it's called Ritzicha or not. Now, but this idea that once you have it in your hand, you can move wherever you want. Doesn't apply to. I mean, the Vilna Gaon says clearly it only applies to Klishim. We extrapolate from this Gemara to Klishim Lata Leheter, Klishim Lata Leister. It's only by Kalim the Vilna Gaon says. Some people say, "Muktzeh Muster Yen, you can do whatever you want with it." That's not necessarily true. It's Machlokes. Some say yes, some say no. But if by Kli, this concept applies, especially over here where it's not the regular Din of Muksa. it's, I mean, it's the language was you cannot nitzah, you can't not take it, except for the tzarat darbar nitzah. But once I have my hand, I didn't, for valid reasons, and they, so I need the place. So Shema, Achaz Beya should know the Bishabas, Achaz Beya should know the Biyamtiv, and Metalton can't move the egg. The Chassid's boss is a Kli. You cannot, the egg which is born is Nerlud, you cannot move the egg, you want to use the egg to cover up the hole of a Kli. Right? Can't do that. You want to use the egg to support one of the feet of the bed is short for whatever reason. Say, great, I'll put an egg underneath it and support on the egg. You know, if you get the right spot, it works. I guess they know how to do that. But if not, it fell. Right? End of the egg. But I'm okay with a kli b'shoshal tishar. But you are allowed to cover it with a kli to that it shouldn't break. That's mamash of chistas din. So the kasha on Reb Yitzchak. My answer is hachanami b'tzarach l'mekamai. That once you have a valid reason to pick up a kli, I don't. Reb Yitzchak said, I'm not a problem. You can put it over the kli to protect it. But you must have a valid reason to pick up the kli. Tosha says, I mean, the answer seems to be pretty obvious. Tosha says that the goal over here was to see if there's a different answer. The more knew that the answer Patarchal Mekamah was available, the more was curious to see if they would come up with a different answer. And the more it didn't come up with a different answer, the more answer Patarchal Mekamah. The more we're going to have a few more along those lines. Toshma. I'm sorry, actually, the next one, the more actually does give it a different answer. Right. Okay, Toshma, person, Machsolois, Agabi Avonim, Yishavs. So you're allowed to, we have this in Bayo, that you're allowed to take mats, you have all these woven mats, and you want to move the mats to protect these stones, and say which you had designated for the purpose of vineyard, etc. And it's starting to rain or something like that. You don't want the stones to get wet. Some of the stones are made out of lime, sort of whatever they're made out of, which they don't necessarily tolerate the water well, or because you can't. You want to whitewash it afterwards, and they don't will not accept. Absorb the whitewash afterwards, whatever it is. You don't want them to get wet, so you want to cover them with these mats. So you're allowed to do that. The Moran says, but always, so you're moving the mat, which is a kli, the tzarech, the stones, which are not the davar ha-mitzvah, which are muksin. Moran says, these stones, the chas and the basic kisei. The way they used to clean themselves after they used the bathroom was they would take a stone and scrape off to clean themselves. But it's only a certain shape would work well to do that. You know, it had to be sharp at the edge, and it would be able to accomplish that purpose. So these stones, and those stones were not muksa because that's what they were used for. So these stones were because always, and they can be used for kinnur pesach kisei.
Sounds like it's only if it's kruzolos. I understand. In other words, the starch mukama would also be mitzvah.
Right. So Tosha says we could have answered that.
Right, but like
the Gemara wants to give a come up with a different answer.
Okay, but from the Gemara's answer, it would seem that if they were not kruzolos, if they were regular stones, then you couldn't.
I think the more is giving like the case of the Brisa is talking about such a case. If there's no cash, you want to give a different answer, you get a different answer. But no, the more wasn't coming to look at that. Toshma, person matzalois algabi levonim b'shabbos. You want to cover these bricks again that they shouldn't get damaged. So The more answer is Nishtarim Ibn Yona, the Chazan Mizgavayel. So as long as it's still designated for the purpose of building with, so the Muslim Achimus are in Kiss, you don't use them for other things, so that's where you got a problem. But once the Binyan has been completed, you have a few leftover bricks, so you'll use them for other things. You use them as a little place to sit. You use them for other things, so they're not muksa. Okay, I've got to stop here. Okay.